One bright morning, late in March, little Marjorie put on her hood and her Highland plaid shawl and went trudging across the beach. It was the first time she had been trusted out alone, for Marjorie was a little girl. Nothing about her was large, except her round gray eyes, which had yet scarcely opened upon half a dozen springs and summers. There was a pale mist on the far-off sea and sky, and up around the sun were white clouds edged with the hues of pinks and violets. The sunshine and the mild air made Marjorie's very heart feel warm, and she let the soft wind blow aside her Highland shawl as she looked across the waters at the sun and wondered. For somehow the sun had never looked before as it did today. It seemed like a great golden flower bursting out of its pearl-lined calyx, a flower without a stem. Or was there a strong stem away behind it in the sky that reached down below the sea to a root? Nobody could guess where. Marjorie did not stop to puzzle herself about the answer to her question, for now the tide was coming in, and the waves, little at first, but growing larger every moment, were crowding up along the sand and pebbles, laughing, winking, and whispering as they tumbled over each other, like thousands of children hurrying home from somewhere, each with its own precious little secret to tell. Where did the waves come from? Who was down there under the blue wall of the horizon with the hoarse, hollow voice, urging and pushing them across the beach at her feet? And what secret was it they were lisping to each other with their pleasant voices?